This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Adrian, just for Essendon fans out there with Joe Danaher, I know you've been really firm in your statements about keeping him. Have Sydney made any meaningful offers? It is now incumbent on them, given he's contracted, to do the trade. And what kind of discussions have you had with them?
We've had three discussions with them, be it brief. Our position hasn't changed at all, mate. We're really clear. We don't think that this draft will replace a guy of Joey's ilk. 203 centimetres, you know, a gun key forward. They're just so hard to find. And he's very, very highly valued at our club. We love him. We love the Danaher family. And we think that once we get over this period, there's no reason why, you know, Joey can't fall back in love with the club.
So, alluding to what you were talking about, pick five this year full of midfielders and flankers, a lot of the recruiters would say he's not the same as pick five last year that might have got you a Ben or a Max King.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, people, I read with interest in the paper, everyone's got opinions and he's worth, you know, pick this or pick that. But you've got to look at the draft. We as recruiters and list managers actually look at the quality of what's in the actual draft coming up, and it's about replacing your key forward. And if the key forward's not in the draft, then the value of that play actually goes up. And in this case, you know, he's irreplaceable for us at this point.
So two first-round picks from the Swans, he's not going to get it done?
Again, with all due respect, we're not going to talk about, you know, what gets it done and what doesn't get it done. That's, you know, it's up to them. You know, it's like something, you're like owning a house. People knock on the door and they say, we want to buy your house. It's up to them to come to us and tell us what they want to pay for it.